Amen. Exodus 23:25. We're going to, well, we can say that. We're continuing in love. Amen. Amen. Love is an excellent thing. Amen. Just whenever you think you got it figured out, you don't. Amen. Amen. Exodus 23:25. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless thy bread and thy water, and I will take sickness from where? I will take sickness away from the midst of what? Of thee. Amen. Of these. Put your name there. Amen. If you got a Bible, once again, write your name there. I will take sickness away from Ricky, away from Chelsea, whatever your name is. Write it there. Amen. There shall nothing cast their young, nor the barren in thy land. The number, say number, of thy days I will fulfill. What does that mean? You'll live a long time. Until whenever you feel like going home, then you can go home. We don't have to die with sickness and disease. We die whenever we're ready to go home. Amen. John 13:34. Say amen when you get there. Amen. John 13:34. It says, a new commandment. Amen. A new commandment I give unto you, that you what? Amen. That you do what? As I have loved you, that you also what? Love one another. Amen. And so, a part of the old covenant, you had to keep all the commandments, right? But the new commandment is love. And if you love, you'll keep all the commandments, correct? Amen. And so, if we love, then what's God going to do? Amen. We've been talking about this for the last few Sundays. I hope y'all got it by now. So what's God going to do if we love? Take away sickness away from the midst of us. Because Old Covenant, if you kept the commandments, he told the Israelites, look, you keep my commandments, I will take sickness away from thee. Correct? Because y'all, on your own time, I don't have time to read it this morning. On your own time, go back and read verse 20 or chapter 23 and chapter 22. He goes through reading the commandments, telling them what to read or what to obey. He's telling them, obey this, do this. And then there he said, look, if you obey these, I'll take sickness away from thee. Amen. But we're under a new covenant, right? Amen. And so a part of the new covenant, it says to love. Right? Yes. Okay, good. Thank you, Steve. Amen. So I'm talking to you for a little bit. Amen. So since he said to love, and if we love, what's he going to do? Take sickness away from the midst of us if we love. Oh, it can't be that simple. Well, no, we just complicated. Amen. We just complicated in our own heads. Because God said, in the old covenant, he said, if you keep my commandments, I'll take sickness away from you. And in the new covenant, he says, look, love's the same thing. Love, if you love somebody, you ain't going to kill them. You ain't going to envy. You ain't going to hate. You ain't going to steal from them. Amen. If you love somebody, you're going to fulfill all the commandments. You are. And so if we do that, God's going to do what? Take sickness away from the midst of us. Amen. Amen. Romans 13. We need to pray. Father God, we do thank you and praise you. We thank you for your anointing. Father God, we thank you for the mantle that you placed on my life. I thank you, Father God, for the anointing this morning. I thank you, Father God, that I pull on that anointing right now by faith. I thank you, Father God, make my tongue as the pen of the ready writer, bringing forth truths from your word this morning that I didn't even plan on speaking. And I thank you, Father God, that it'll not only be speaking to this crowd, but to me individually. Bringing forth light, illumination, revelation. Father God, that I haven't even seen yet, but it'll help me in my everyday life, and it'll help me throughout this week, Father God. And I thank you, Father God, in places I have been missing it. I thank you that, Father God, it'll be revelation to help me to get through those places. That way I'll no longer be walking in darkness, but I'll see the light to it. That way Satan will no longer have that foothold or that opportunity, but I'll be able to walk in the light of it and command him to take his hands off of it and be free from it. And so I thank you, Father God, for it. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen. Romans 13, please. Romans 13, 8. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
I beat you. Owe no man anything but to love him. But to love him, right? For he that loveth one another hath fulfilled. Amen. He's fulfilled what? So right there lets you know, if you love one another, you fulfilled the law. So even if you thought I was lying a second ago, this proves that I wasn't. Right? Because, I mean, right there it tells you, for he that loveth one, loveth another, hath fulfilled. That's not Ricky. That's the Bible. It says King James right there at the end, not Ricky Edwards. It says fulfilled the law. Amen. Amen. So if we love one another, what have we done? We fulfilled the law. Amen. Amen. Turn over real fast, just next chapter 14. Look at verse 4. It says, who art thou? Y'all remember whenever I talked about over in Acts? What verse was that? Wrote it down. Where Paul, Jesus said, why are you persecuting me? Peter, I mean, not Paul. No, it is Paul. Yeah. Where was it at? Anybody remember? It's Acts. 9:32? Acts 9:5, and then Acts 26:15, where Jesus says, whom you persecutest, right? And he is persecuting who? Christians, right? And so Jesus saw it as he was persecuting who? Himself, right? So Paul is out persecuting Christians, but Jesus saw it as he was persecuting Jesus himself, right? And so right here it says, who art thou that judgest another man's servant? To his own master he standeth or falleth, yet he shall be holding up, for God is able to make him stand, right? Amen. Y'all remember Brother Hagin? He was standing around with some ministers, and the ministers were talking about this other minister and everything, and Brother Hagin didn't say anything. Well, he didn't talk about the man, but he said, yeah. That's all he said. And then that evening, Jesus actually appeared to him and had fire coming out of his eyes and said, who art thou that judges another man's servant? He said, what do you mean? I didn't say anything. He said, who art thou that judges another man's servant? And he said, I didn't say anything. He said, just agreeing with him. Just agreeing with him. You are. See, just because we don't think we're saying it with everybody, but if even just going, yeah, we're agreeing with everything that they are saying. So even though the words ain't coming out of our mouth, they are coming out of our mouth as soon as we're in agreement with them. Amen. And what place is that of ours? If God called them to do whatever God's called somebody to do. Amen. Moving along. Amen. We got to turn over to Galatians 5, please. Galatians 5, we'll start about verse 15. We'll do it out of passion, please. Yeah. Amen. Galatians 5:15. But if you continue to criticize and come against each other over minor issues, you're acting like wild beasts trying to destroy one another. Next, please. No, I'm sorry. Start at verse 13. Beloved ones, God has called us to live a life of freedom in the Holy Spirit. Amen. But don't view this wonderful freedom as an opportunity to set up a base of operations in the natural realm. Freedom means that we become so completely free of self-indulgence that we become servants of one another, expressing love in what? Love in all we do. In all we do. You know, growing up, you know, it's hard to get away from, right? Because, look, don't let anybody pick on you. They pick on you, you line them out. Bible says somebody hits you, turn the cheek. But we grow up like that. And then we get older, and so that's how we act. And then we get to the Bible, and it says love. Love, if you don't love, your prayers aren't answered. If you don't love, your faith ain't working. If you don't love, Satan has an opportunity to mess with your finances and your health and your family. But growing up, we're ready to fight at the drop of a hat. And so as a kid growing up, that's how we're ready to get it, no matter what. And then we grow up into adulthood. So as parents, we taught our kids this. We've done them kind of an injustice. I'm not saying allow people to pick on your kids. Amen. I should have heard a way better amen than that. Way better amen than that. By no means am I telling anybody to allow people to pick on your kids. Amen. But I'm not saying just allow your kid to run around beating up everybody either. Amen. But I'm not saying, do y'all get what I'm saying? I'm trying to say it very tactfully, but in my head it sounds good, but coming out it's not sounding real, real bright right now. Amen. But, you know, growing up, and then we become adults, and then, you know, we're just like, well, you know, that's kind of how I was raised, so this is how I am. Well, we got to get rid of that. We do. Now we got to retrain ourselves as an adult. So now we're over in our 30s and 40s trying to figure out faith, trying to get our faith to work, trying to figure out why our health is messed up, trying to figure out why our finances ain't where they're supposed to be, trying to figure out why my business ain't working like it should. And love's been the main thing the whole time, but we don't want to check that because, you know, I've grown up with this, man. You touch me, I'm going to lay you out. You spit on me, I'm spitting on you. Now, that's just how it works, right? I ain't no bully, but you ain't just going to push me in a corner. You know, we love saying that. You ain't just going to push me in a corner. Well, love, you know, love says, look, love, I'm not saying that love is weak. You understand me? Love is not weak. Because first off, love will never allow that to happen. Because for you to get pushed in a corner, something had to have happened before that. Amen. I should have heard a better amen than that, too. I know everybody loves talking about this, and we've been on it for a few weeks. I wish Pastor would preach something else. Well, to be honest with you, as soon as we get this, God will have me go to something else. Amen. And until then, I'm going to do what he says, because he's in charge. Amen. Not me. And it helps me out tremendously. It does. Amen. Look, I'm telling you, because now, you know, all those things that used to aggravate me, amen, flying through them with a breeze. All of them? No. Still working on some. Don't get me wrong. Don't act like I'm just floating around like, woo. Last night, I was saying sorry to somebody. might have got a little touchy, you know. So look, I'm walking through it like everybody else, right? Amen. But we're figuring this stuff out. Amen. So we're seeing where Satan's been allowed to come in before to affect our health, our finances, and all that. But we're able to shut him down now. Amen. Amen. Ephesians. Look, Ephesians. Ephesians 4, please. Ephesians 4, verse 2. Amplified Classic, please. Have y'all ever seen somebody mad? Honestly. But have you seen the other person smiling and not mad? Have you ever seen that person that was mad? Not like, sometimes they do get angry, but sometimes they will calm down. It's like talking on the phone. It's like calling somebody that's real upset. Right, like if you're calling about a warranty, not the people that call you about your car warranty, not them. But if you're calling about something and the receptionist or somebody's just had a bad day, or the waitress just had a horrible day or something, and they're just kind of short with you. A lot of people are just short back. Look, it ain't my fault that you had a bad day. Why are you talking hateful to me? You know, that's how other people act, right? Not us. If it's you, please don't wear a Spirit Life shirt. But have you noticed, as soon as you start acting in love, how that whole demeanor changes? The whole demeanor. See, that's what I was talking about with love. See, with love, people that are angry and wanting to fight, that whole thing will change. So then those places that we used to be in, those opportunities aren't there any longer. Because that love will always change that other person. That anger and hate, it affects them. That love of God that's shed abroad in your heart just goes out and just engulfs them, envelops them, and they're just like, God, I don't even know why I came here. Y'all remember Brother Hagin, his aunt came out after his grandma passed. And got right up in his face. I'm talking about mad as a firecracker and just getting at it. And he said, I didn't say a word. I just smiled and just stared at her. And he said, and she just stayed at, just wide open, just wow. Because he was there on behalf of his mom, trying to help his mom get some stuff, you know, done for the family. And she was just getting him, boy, just, and a lot of people would have been like, that's it, who you think you talk, you know, normal people, but not us. And so he said he's just standing there, just taking it, He said, and then all of a sudden, her whole demeanor changed. She said, you know what, pray for me, Kenneth. Pray for me and my husband. Please help us. We need some help. He said, I know it. See, it's amazing what love will do. See, love will never get you in that situation, but it'll always change that other person. Amen. Where are we at? Ephesians. All right. Living as becomes you, with complete lowliness of mind, humility, and meekness, unselfishness, gentleness, mildness, with patience, bearing with one another, and making allowances. Making allowances It's all right. It's okay. I understand. You probably had a long day or something. It's all right. I know you're probably tired. Art, I understand, Chelsea, you're hangry. Richard's like, amen, preach it, Richard. Yeah. Oh, he needs some prayer after this because he's going, not joking. Making allowances. When's the last time we did that? A lot of times, the making allowances, oh, you did that to me? Right. This is what they did on this date. I'll get them back. Yeah, that went over good. All right. See, love doesn't act like that. Because if the love of God's truly been shed abroad in our hearts, amen, then who are we really acting like? Amen. So making allowances because of what? Because you hate one another? Because of what? Because we love one another. Amen. What's making allowances? Making allowances, just, it's all right. You know, I understand you probably had a long day. It's fine. I'll do that this time. Look, I get it. I'll do the dishes today. I got laundry. Don't worry about it. Go sit down. Look, I'll rub your feet. Whatever. It's helping out. It's not taking account of if somebody's having a bad day or not. It's if your coworkers, they're probably having a horrible time at home. Somebody's probably passed away. Something, dog might have died that they've had their whole life. We don't know what's going on in people's lives. We don't. Not only that, how much of your stuff have they had to put up with? Man, boy, when you put it on the other foot, sweet Jesus. And did they ever say anything to you? Some of them might have, you know. Amen. Making allowances. Amen. Next, please. Be eager and strive earnestly to guard and keep the harmony. Amen. Be eager and strive earnestly to guard and keep the harmony. Amen. Be eager. Be eager and strive earnestly to guard and keep the harmony and oneness. Oneness. Amen. Of and produced by the Spirit in the binding power of peace. Amen. Oneness. Amen. Turn over to Colossians 3, please. We'll do that out of the classic again. Colossians 3, verse 12. Colossians 3, verse 12, it says, Clothe yourself, therefore, as God's own chosen ones, His own picked representatives. Picked representatives. Amen. You know, growing up in Mom and Dad's house, we were representing them whenever we went out. And so we were told who we were representing whenever we were going out. So in the car, whenever we go into this grocery store, if y'all act stupid, this will be the consequence whenever we get home. So there was no confusion as to if we acted stupid, what was going to happen. Where was it? Why? Because we were representing them. That's why. The law was laid down. And now, we're representing somebody else. how are we doing with that? Huh? How are we doing with that? Ask yourself, how am I doing with representing God? Amen. Who are purified and holy and well beloved by God Himself by putting on behavior marked by, amen, tender-hearted, amen, pity and mercy, kind feeling, and lowly opinion. That's just humble, amen, it's not your just a lowly opinion of yourself, love, I'm not nobody, no, you're just humble, amen, you're not just thinking you're just some high, mighty, some fella, amen, or woman. And then what's that next word? That's a good one too. Gentle ways. Especially whenever you're you could do it in any area of life, actually, not just if you're married. Because whenever I was in the military, whenever I was going to get promoted to either as squad leader. A buddy of mine, he said, let me talk to you. So I went in there and we was talking. He said, never think your idea is always the best idea. He said, somebody else might have a better idea than you. He said, and if you always think your idea is the best and shut everybody out, they'll stop trusting you. And they'll have no respect for you. That was some of the best advice I ever had. And so I really learned that. That really helped me out that day. It really did. Because then I didn't just always say, no, we got to do it this way or no way. Now look, there were some times when I said, we're doing it this way. Amen. Other times if somebody had another idea, let's do it that way. Yeah, that's a good idea. I like that. Because now it's throwing confidence in the team. Amen. And that person as well, he's like, you know what? I can do this too. Amen. Not only that, whenever you're doing it within the marriage, the wife's like, yeah, man, I do have a say-so in this marriage as well. Amen. Should have had a way better amen than that from you ladies. Man. And patience. Well, amen. We might as well talk about that one. Patience. Yeah, Steve almost fainted. You all right? Walk it off. Medic. Patience. Amen. Which is tireless and long-suffering. But look at this next one. This next one, we should really write that down and put it somewhere. And has the power to endure whatever comes. With what? Oh, you can't be mad going through it? Fine, I'll do it. Give me that stupid broom. I'll do the dishes, and they're just breaking stuff. Amen. And has the power to endure whatever comes. What does that sound like? That sounds like love. With good temper, that sounds exactly like Jesus. Exactly like Jesus, getting beat, carrying the cross, and then hanging on it. He endured it, whatever came, and with a good temper, because he was thinking about you the entire time. He said, I ain't doing this for me, but I'm doing it for them. But that same love we have on the inside of us. Hallelujah. And has the power to endure whatever comes. With good temper. Well, you don't understand. I'm hot-headed. I used to be. After I got in the military, I haven't always lived a good Christian life. So we'd go to places with beverages, maybe, to find people to maybe. So I understand the hot-headedness. Be ready to go no matter what. And I'd always tell them, look, if I'm ever in a fight and one of y'all leave, you're fighting me whenever I find you. That's just how it was back then. So I understand the hot-headedness that we think that we just have. But we can get through it. We can stop yielding to it and start yielding to this. Because I did. Amen. Has the power to endure whatever comes. With good temper. With good temper. Amen. That means we can smile and praise God all the way through it. Thank you, God. The best way to get through them, I ain't even lying. The honest to God, even if it's your spouse, look, it'll probably make them mad, or y'all probably start laughing together, right? But if something's going on and they kind of get mad or touchy or something, just go, hi, thank you, God, for another opportunity to walk in love like that. Look, probably just make everybody laugh, right? Even if you're at work, do it. And they'll look at you like you're crazy. But hey, if it's helping you and it's not giving Satan an opportunity. But I'm going to feel dumb. I'd much rather feel dumb than have Satan start affecting my health and my finances. Amen. Where are we at? Okay, yeah. Next, man, look, yep. Be gentle and forbear. Is everybody okay? We good? Okay, y'all, we can go a little longer? Amen. We're probably going to have to do communion next Sunday. Yeah, probably are. Amen. Sorry. We're going to have to do communion next Sunday. Okay, sorry. I apologize. We might make it. We'll see. Amen. Be gentle and forbearing with one another. And if one has a difference, a grievance, or complaint against another, readily pardoning each other, even as the Lord has freely forgiven you, so must you also forgive. Amen. Verse 12 in the Passion, it says, there's just one specific spot in there. Where is it at? I was looking at the Amplified Classic. Next part, please. Right there. It says, be gentle and humble. That'll learn you. Unoffendable. Man. That'll get you. That'll help us out right there. Amen. That means we just ain't touchy all the time. Amen. Unoffendable. In your patience with others. Go to verse 14, please, sir. Y'all are really going like this one. For love is supreme and must flow through each of these virtues. Love becomes the mark of true maturity. So if we ain't doing too good in love, we can probably tell how mature we are spiritually. Amen. 2 Timothy 2, please. Second Timothy 2, verse 22. I'll do it out of the Passion, please, sir. Verse 22. Run as fast as you can from all the ambitions of lust of youth, and chase after all that is pure, whatever builds up your faith and deepens your love must become your holy pursuit. And live in peace with all those who worship our Lord Jesus with pure hearts. Amen. Next, please. Stay away from all the foolish. Amen. Stay away from all the foolish arguments of the what? Immature. For these disputes will only generate more conflict. Amen. If somebody wants to argue the Bible, let them argue with somebody else. Or not argue, but debate. They don't want to debate. They're looking for somebody to argue with. Or they're looking at somebody to try to prove wrong. That's all they're wanting to do. They're wanting to prove you wrong. That's it. And that's an argument. Amen. They're not wanting to learn anything. If somebody truly comes wanting to learn something, okay. But if somebody's wanting to debate, they're not wanting to learn anything. So why would you waste your time with that? Whenever there's people that's dying that needs to be saved. Amen. Should have heard a better amen than that. So stay away from all the foolish arguments of the immature. Amen. For these disputes will only generate more conflict. Next, please. For a true servant of the Lord Jesus will not be... And you know the person, not the person that's here today, but you know the person. That whenever the boss or somebody tells them something, they always got an excuse or, well, you know, the reason this happened because Bob over there probably did this and that, and then, you know, just always got a rebuttal, or they're going to try to argue why that happened. Nobody knows anybody. That's good. We're doing good. Amen. Amen. Lord Jesus will not be argumentative. Amen. But gentle toward all. Amen. Gentle toward all. Skilled. Key word. Skilled. Because anybody can talk. Anybody can talk. But skilled talk. Holy Ghost led talk. The Holy Ghost led talk will pierce people's heart. Amen. Ricky talk, it might help you, probably not. Holy Ghost led will help you. It'll help you. Skilled in helping others see the truth, having great patience toward the immature. Amen. And that's simple. And that could be also, you know, if somebody just walked in here off the street and got saved, and then we see them out somewhere drinking, first off, how were we whenever we got saved? Was we perfect? Was it a process for us to quit doing whatever it was we were doing? So why do we expect a person that just came off the streets to stop doing whatever they doing that first day? Look, be patient. let them keep coming and hearing the word. Love on people. That's what we're supposed to do. If we keep pointing at people, you can't be doing that, why do you think they would keep coming here? Amen. Love draws people in and keeps them here. Amen. Love does. Not, look at you, I can't believe you're doing. No, that takes people out. Amen. Right? Amen. Having great patience toward the immature. Amen. Next, maybe. Where are we at? 24. Yeah, that's good. Go, turn over to Philippians 2 real fast, please. Philippians 2, 14. Don't turn there. Go to 1 Thessalonians. Go to 1 Thessalonians 4. we got to go. Okay. 1 Thessalonians 4, go to verse 9. The passion. We'll go through 12. Philippians 2, 14. I'll just read it to you. It says, do all things without complaining, arguing, or fault finding. Amen. Do all things without complaining, arguing, or fault finding. Amen. Especially if you volunteered. Amen. If you volunteered and you're complaining, or you're arguing or fault finding, you should go find something else to do. Amen. 1 Thessalonians. Four, nine, it says, there's no need for anyone to say much to you about loving your fellow believers. For God is continually teaching you to unselfishly love one another. Amen. Indeed, your love is what you're known for throughout Macedonia. We urge you, beloved ones, to let this unselfish love increase and flow through you more and more. Amen. Aspire to lead a calm and peaceful life as you mind. Aspire to lead a calm and peaceful life as you mind your own business and earn your living just as we've taught you. By doing this, you will live an honorable life, influencing others and commanding respect of even the unbelievers. Amen. Then you'll be in need of nothing and not dependent. So you'll not be upon others. So look at that verse 12. Pull that up again, please. By doing this, by doing what? Go back to the next verse, please. So aspire to lead a calm and peaceable life as you mind doing what? So if we go through life minding our own business, focused on us and our love walk, what's going to happen? Let's go to the next verse. We'll live an honorable life, influencing others and commanding respect of even the unbelievers. Not only that, then we'll be in need of what? We'll be in need of nothing. I want y'all to see that. It says, then you'll be in need of nothing and dependent upon no one. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 11. I know one of y'all got the passion on your phone, don't you? Right there beside your word aspire, however, you know, you got the letter E too, right? Okay, y'all got it too? You got it? Okay, I hit my letter, and it says, beside it, it says, make it your driving ambition. make it your driving ambition to lead a calm and peaceable life as you mind your own business. Amen. Amen. And then, by the word on verse 12, others, you hit that letter G down there, and that says self-supporting financially. Self-supporting financially. Amen. That's good. 1 John, real fast. King James 3:14, please. We know. We think so? We think so? We know what? How do we know that we've passed from death unto life? Because we loved the brethren. Amen. That's how we know we've passed from death unto life. Because we loved the brethren. He that loveth his brother loveth not his brother, abideth in what? That lets you know right there. Amen. It's pretty plain, pretty simple. Amen. You ain't got to be a scholar to really understand that at all. If you don't love your brother, you abide in death. All right. Amen. Thank you. I understand that. But I understand that I pass from death unto life because I love. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Turn over to 1 Corinthians 13, please. Pull that up in the Amplified. We can go to verse 4. Amen. Amplify Classic, please. Don't thank me. Thank your recruiter. Love endures long. Oh, man. Hallelujah. Love endures long. You don't understand how long this has been going on. Love endures long. Not only that, it's patient and kind. It's never envious or boils over with jealousy. It's not boastful or vainglorious. Does not display itself haughtily. Amen. And then verse 5 is the love gauge. So if you have a Bible or something, or you're taking notes, you need to write down, what does my love gauge look like? And then you need to write verse 5. Because verse 5 will let you know exactly how your love gauge is looking. This will let you know what your love gauge looks like. This really will, right here. It is not conceited, arrogant, and inflated with pride. It is not rude. It is not rude. It is not rude. It's not rude. It's not. It's not rude. Well, you didn't hear how they was talking to me. I don't care. I didn't write the Bible. Amen. Look, once again, I have to walk to this just like y'all do. I still got the people. Yeah, hello. Yeah, I'm calling you about your car warranty. How'd y'all find me again? Some people. It's not rude. It's not rude. It's not rude. Even when you had that long day, it's not rude. It's not. Hallelujah. Love's not rude. It's not unmannerly. And it doesn't act unbecomingly. Love's not rude. Doesn't just spout off at the mouth. Doesn't talk down to people. Amen. Doesn't say what it wants to say. Amen. God's love in us does not insist, amen, on its own rights or its own way. Well, we have to do it this way. Or its own rights. Amen. It's not self-seeking. Amen. Y'all all right? Y'all got real quiet. It's not touchy. Love's not touchy. Amen. Y'all okay? Amen. Say amen or something so I know we alive. Amen. So love's not self-seeking. It's not out for himself. Amen. It's not out to find out what he can just do for himself, trying to get people to just work for him or do something that'll benefit him. Amen. Amen. It's not touchy. Love's not touchy. It's not. Love is not touchy. Love is not touchy, regardless. Love is not touchy, regardless. It's not. Love is not touchy. Hey, man. But you don't understand what I've had to put up with. We all probably had to put up with the same thing. Amen. In some way, shape, form, or fashion. Because Satan has no new tricks. And what we've all pretty much had to walk through some kind of same thing. Amen. Amen. But love's not touchy. It's not. Our flesh wants to be real touchy. Our flesh will want to act out and crazy. Because that's how we is taught from a kid. You know? I'm not saying my parents told us, you know, just go out where everybody else. No, not at all. But, you know, growing up in school, you know, everybody obviously grew up in school. I'd hope so. Even if you didn't, you grew up. Maybe. But we've taught ourselves how to get mad and you spit on me, I spit on you, you know, climb the corporate ladder, push this one down, try to get over them, climb over whoever you got to, talk about them to get you promoted, you know how it is, you know, and then growing up in high school, you know, gossiping about, you see what she did the other day? I saw, guess who I saw at the store with this one? Man, it's not touchy or fretful or resentful. It takes no account, amen, of the evil done to it. It takes no account of the evil done to it. It doesn't remember what somebody's done to it. And every time it's rehearsed, that means it still remembers. And they haven't let it go. Well, I've forgiven them. Not if you're constantly rehearsing it. Then you haven't. I understand it's a process sometimes, but you got to do it by faith. I understand that, but you got to do it. Every time it tries to pop its head up, you go, that's not my thought. I forgave them. That doesn't belong to me. I forgave them. And you got to do it by love. You got to do it by love. You can't allow your flesh to go, that stupid person, I can't believe they did that to me. They're ignorant. They're just dumb. That's all there is to it. They're stupid. God, I wish they was here. I'd hit them right in the mouth right now. And then before you know it, about 5 minutes into it, you're so mad you're ready to fight. And so the next person that comes up and says something, you pop off at the mouth. Look, you say something else, I'm going to hit you. And see, now Satan had an opportunity to get you to meditate on something that wasn't even a part of anything that happened years ago, but he got you to into a place to where now he's got an opportunity to get into your health and your finances. Because love is not there any longer. Because now you're running your mouth like a crazy person. Why? Because you allowed your flesh to take control of you. Amen. That's good. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. It takes no account of the evil done. Amen. It pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Amen. Next, please. It does not rejoice at injustice and unrighteousness, but rejoices when right and truth prevail. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Next, please. Love bears up under anything. Amen. Amen. Love bears up under anything. And everything that comes is ever ready. Is ever ready. Is ever ready to believe the best of every single person. That's probably a crackhead over there. Oh, they got to be doing drugs. Look at them. Oh, I bet they're cheating. Oh, I wonder what they're doing over there. First off, just read about minding your business. If you did as much worrying or studying on yourself as you did everybody else, son, your life would be a tight line, boy. Is ever ready. What does that mean? No matter what. Whenever you look over and that thought comes, that's a crackhead. No, it ain't. That's a child of God right there. They probably don't know it yet, but that's a child of God right there. See, because if we allow Satan to get us to use our mouth in the negative, it's defeating us. It's defeating us. It is. Amen. Is ever ready to believe the best of every person. That's even with your kids. They're probably out doing something stupid right now. Even your spouse. What? Where are they at right now? Can't believe they ain't called all day. What are they doing? Amen. Moving along. Is ever ready to believe the best of every person. Its hopes are fadeless under all circumstances. Amen. And it endures everything without what? Without weakening. Oh, I don't know how much more I can do this. You can do it. Because if Jesus can do it and go to the cross, and that same love is shed abroad in our hearts, we can do it. Not only that, it tells us without weakening. Without weakening. Without weakening. Amen. Hallelujah. So, what are we going to say if something jumped? Well, next, please. Let's next verse. Love never fails. Say it never fails. It never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Amen. As for prophecy, the gift of interpreting the divine love, well, amen. It will fade away, amen, because we'll be in heaven. Amen. But love never fails, does it? No, it doesn't. And it never fades out or becomes obsolete or comes to an end. Amen. Amen. So whenever we come to a situation or something, what are we going to say? Thank you, God, for another opportunity to walk in love. Amen. Amen. It's 11:30. You want to do no? Okay. Sorry. We'll do communion. Are you want to do communion still? No. Oh.
Hallelujah.
She wants to say something. Sorry.
Glory to God. After service with the family that I talked to about the communion, if you guys want to see us after service, come up here and we'll be able to talk with you. I would just like to say that love is also standing up for what is right. And we are in times that sometimes this gets a little bit confusing, because we're supposed to be walking in love, but there's some injustices happening and different things that are happening. Love stands up for what is right. And that's when he was talking about, if your child is being bullied or something like that, you have an obligation from God to protect your family. Amen. And that is when you stand, love will stand up for what is right. That Jesus had to do that. Remember in the temple, he had to stand up for what is right. And it was on him to be able to do that. And he did. He cleared out that place and made it back into a house of prayer. Amen. He had to stand up for what is right. And we can also stand up for what is right in love by the unction of the Holy Spirit, how to address things. There is that righteous, the God kind of that righteous anger that should anger us when a child is hurt in any way, when our freedoms or whatever are being tested and we have to stand our ground, hallelujah. Those kind of things, we do stand up in love, stand our ground, and do handle those kind of things in love. So I just wanted to say that, because sometimes, now, if you're listening maybe to some news that gets you a little angry, I guess you're a little heated about situations, then stop listening to that. All right? It's okay to be informed, all right? But don't get into something that is making you angry and you gets you off of from loving and having, you know, that kind of compassion and understanding, where you're praying that direction over that situation. Don't let it get you into anger, okay? An ungodly anger, not even necessarily a righteous anger, but an ungodly anger, and that's not okay. So I wanted to say that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So Father God, thank you, Lord, for this word that was presented before us, that we are grabbing hold of it. Holy Spirit, you keep Pastor teaching about this for a reason, and Lord, we will be known for our love here at Spirit Life Church. I thank you, Jesus, that you are filling us with this love and this compassion, Father God, and this mercy and this grace for people around us that can't be mistaken only for the love of God. Hallelujah. As we are going out and about and into our families and homes and jobs and going to stores and whatnot that we're doing with our lives, I thank you, Jesus, that these words, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, bring them up to our remembrance as we deal with people and deal with others and deal with our children and our spouses and our family members and our bosses and our other employees that we work with. Father God, let the love of God be shed abroad, that it is shed abroad in our lives and in our hearts. But Lord, we'll be able to pour it out into others, Father God. Hallelujah. We give you all the glory, honor, and praise. Before we dismiss, as our heads are bowed, if you don't know this love that he's talking about, if you're saying, I would love to know what this love that he's talking about, I just can't get it there, it's because maybe you need to accept Jesus into your life. Jesus loved you so much that he gave his life for you. He took your place in eternal hell. He took your place so you don't have to go there.